Welcome to the Motivation Without the Hype podcast with your host, Jez Perez. He's an author, high performance coach, and motivational speaker. This show brings you inspiring messages and interviews to unleash your greatness in life and in business. So let's get started.
Hi everyone, welcome to Motivation Without the Hype podcast show. My name is Jez Perez, a former procrastinator into an action taker. We bring you inspirational messages and interviews, including motivational insights, tips, principles, and proven strategies that you can take action on without the hype in unleashing your greatness in life and in business. Now, we appreciate you plugging in and spending time with us, and we have a very special guest, and I'm very grateful to have her on our show all the way from Canada. Her name is Carol. Now, she lost her husband 4.5 years ago and has gone through a transformational journey from grief to joy. After a year of acute grief, she knew she had a lot of life left to live and began creating the next stage of her life without her husband. She left her 36 career as a physical therapist and became a life coach for midlife women, helping them move from feeling lost and empty to creating an epic next chapter. Now she is also a grief coaching coach where she feels help to help others move through their grief and to find joy once more. I'm really excited to have her. Carol, welcome to the show. Honor is mine. And you know what? I want to just say thank you and what a privilege to have you on. Please tell us who you are and what you do.
Okay. Well, I'm a former physiotherapist of 36 years. And in the last few years, I was treating mainly chronic pain patients. And my husband, Brian, passed away in 2018. And, you know, for the first year, it was like, oh, now what? And you lose who you are. And so I've had a journey from that, and I can go into that in a minute, but it took me to life coaching and to grief coaching.
Wow. And, you know, reading your bio and, you know, seeing what you do and, you know, making, you know, a difference in the lives of others, you have also gone through a personal journey. Like, how did you overcome your grief as well?
Mm-hmm. Interesting, the word overcome, isn't it? Because when you haven't been through grief, we use this, are you better now? Have you overcome grief? And we don't overcome grief. And I think that's something we need to talk about grief. We live with it. Our life changes. It expands around it. But if you've loved somebody, and whether that's a parent, a pet, a partner, you don't overcome that loss. That loss is always there. Wow. But you change as life changes, yeah, as you move forwards. But you have to make a decision to do that also. And I think when you're in the acute throes of grief, it's very hard to make any decision at all. You could barely, I mean, for me personally, I could barely function. Although I went back to work 3 days after his funeral. Not a smart move, as it turns out, because you're exhausted, yeah, and you can't cope, and it was really tough. And I think we need to open up the conversation about grief. How do we deal with it in the workplace? What do you say to people? You know, when somebody used to say to me, how are you feeling? And I used to, you know, we all say fine,
yeah,
but we're not fine. And it's a really difficult, it's difficult for them and it's difficult for us to bring that up. And what I found was my husband was a jazz pianist. He was very well known in Canada. And so everybody talked about him. The day after he died, I was interviewed on the radio, which was pretty tough. And but talking about him kept him, his memory, you know, full and joyous in my mind. I couldn't listen to his music. In fact, it's 4.5 years. I can now. Yeah. But really, it's this journey of going through this really acute awfulness. And, you know, you think you understand grief until you experience it. I was always empathetic, of course. You know, I'm sorry for your loss. Yeah, and everybody's journey is different. But to go through it, to feel the heaviness, the leaden body, the inability to think, the brain fog, it was strange. I didn't think it. And I knew that it was coming. Wow. Brian was sick for quite a long time. He had cancer. And we talked about it, and I'm very pragmatic. Yeah. I'm from the medical family, and I'm medical, and I thought, I know what to expect. I didn't know what to expect. And so after a year of sitting around thinking, I don't know what, I started Googling, as we all do.
Yeah, Dr.
Joy
Google.
And purpose and Dr. Google. And I thought, I don't know what brings me joy anymore. What is my purpose? And that gave me pause. I had to think about that. Yeah. And I had to start making decisions about, at the time I was 55, now what? I've got quite a few years left to live. I'm too young to just sit and watch Netflix. Yeah. So despite the grief, it was a decision that now's the time to move forwards.
It took you a bit more time to go through the process. At what point did you say you made that conscious choice? Were you researching, or did you ask for help, or you went through research phase and then you kind of said, look, probably need help. Okay, now to go through this grief process. How was it for you?
Initially, I had a little bit of grief counseling, which was not the best. It was held at the hospice where my husband died, so I didn't feel that was really a very settling place. Then I stopped and I thought, no, I'm good. I know what to do. You know, I know, I read, I'm good to go. And I went back to work and I started to do courses and I started to think, I think I would quite like a coach to help me. So I had a coach, not a grief coach, I might add. And I decided that's what I would like to do, because really in physiotherapy, especially with chronic pain, I'm coaching people. It was a natural transition. So I started doing that. And then I decided really the area I want to do is midlife women, you know, who are feeling lost and empty like I was. And yet deep down, I kind of thought, I think I'd like to be a grief coach, but I was not ready myself. I hadn't gone through that enough of my own grief journey. And it takes on average 5 to 8 years for people to get over the loss of a loved one. And I think that's quite a shocking statistic. It's a long time. And yet we're expected to go back to work 3 to 4 days after the loss of a child, a husband, a partner. But we get 6 months off if we have a baby, which is a joyous occasion. So the whole process of grief is challenging for people, I think, and they don't have the support and people don't necessarily understand the journey. So I had coaches and then I decided I was going to be a coach. And literally this year, I felt ready. So we're at 4 years. I'm now ready to help other people who really to go through their grief journey, to support them and make that 5 to 8 years much shorter if we can.
I think that's really important. You go through the process, but then you learn as you go and you find your spark and passion. Like, wow, I've overcome this. I know the process. And now you're living life to its fullest and it's beaming out of your face and it's beautiful. If someone is going through grief, may not have any certain insights and they're going through the exact same stage as you were in the beginning of saying, you know what, I'm okay. How can someone, you know, move from it? I mean, someone that's actually in the grief process. So those who are listening and watching the podcast show, you know, check our show notes after this. But if someone is in this state, you know, what would be that first step?
I think reach out. I think you need to reach out to speak to someone. Don't try and do it alone. Whether that's a grief counselor or a grief therapist, and the difference really, let me just say, not a grief therapist, a grief coach. A grief coach really is looking more forward. What's going to happen in the next part of your life? Because there's such a fear of what's going to happen without your partner, right? And a grief counselor is really probably more appropriate right at the very beginning, really, because you go back and you're talking about that loved one and you want to bring up all these feelings, and it's right to do that. You have permission to grieve. It's so important that we do that. Sit with those feelings, allow ourselves to mourn the loved one. But as time goes through, you want to start looking forward in your life. How are we going to move to the new life without that person? And of course, grief can be a divorce. It can be loss of a job. It can be loss of a pet. There are many, many forms of grief. But we still have to look to the future. And it's how do we transition from thinking about the death to thinking about honoring that person's life to thinking about living your own life now. So I think reaching out for help is really important, to have somebody hold your hand and support you. But also for me, I found gratitude was a really, really big part of my healing journey.
That's really powerful. You need to reach out. And I think we need to have that humility state as well, because sometimes we kind of have that certain pride. Oh, it's all right, I can move on. But really, it bottles from the inside out and it just deteriorates and it's not good for your health. And I think, reaching out, getting gratitude, and it just helps you. And I love how you say, your future, moving forward. So how does someone, motivate themselves to actually carry on? Because sometimes they could think of their past, they can think about the good times, and they go back into the state. How does someone... Yeah.
Well, that's where you want somebody to guide you, isn't it? Because we tend to, did you know, most of the time, just without grief, 47% of the time, we're not in our present moment.
Wow.
We're thinking about the past and all the stuff that's gone wrong, or we're sort of fortune telling our future about how bad it's going to be. And we're very, very rarely in the present moment. So I think we honor what's gone on, we honor the feelings, we talk about that, and then we can start to move about, well, right now, how are you feeling? And what would it be like if you moved forward? Or what would you like to see? And it's baby steps, baby steps. I mean, really, I'm truly feeling normal at 4.5 years.
Wow.
I can't believe it's taken me that long. I can't. And I sought help initially, and then I thought, oh, I'm good, back at work, treating patients who were just delightful and supportive, and I worked in the best physiotherapy clinic with the most beautiful staff, everything great. And I found that I never regained my energy, so whereas I used to see 6 patients for an hour each, then it went to 5, to 4, to 3, and then last year, I burnt out, and it's like, no, I can't do this anymore. So I took myself off to a retreat where there was no electronics, and I sat and I journaled and I thought, I have to stop physio. I have to do something else. I have to honor that this has actually been a hard journey. And I was going to say, but the relief to make that decision and the relief to think, okay, what do I want next?
That's right.
Now what next?
That's right. Making that decision. Can I just ask as well, someone that's actually going through grief, doesn't know they're going through grief, whether it's through despite loss or divorce or anything that's kind of traumatic, that they have that certain feeling, what are the symptoms that they can be aware of to say, oh, I still got this grief and oh, I need some help right now? What would be that be?
Well, they may be a little bit short with people. They may change their personality a little bit. Right. They're not as patient. Yeah. They feel depressed. Nothing has any joy anymore. They don't enjoy things anymore. There's no point. They stop going out. They're worried about what people will say. So they become very isolated, very insular, and life doesn't feel very good.
Wow. So can I just ask, like, if they have that certain feeling of hopelessness, is there a possibility that someone can actually regain an experience? And I like, you keep mentioning joy and not happiness. Is there a certain word as to why you associate joy than happiness?
Yes, because joy is an inside job. Happiness is that new car and that vacation. And listen, they're great. I love it. I love all that stuff. But it lasts, you get your new car or your new iPhone and you feel really good for about 10 minutes. And then, it's just a car and a phone. Whereas joy is what we get from the inside. And joy, in my experience, it comes from gratitude, appreciation, being mindful, being in the present and looking. Dr. Rick Hansen says, taking in the good, looking at stuff and taking in the good, really expanding an experience, whether it's the aroma of your coffee or the scent of a flower. As we do that more, as we look for more good, even in those really difficult times, we start to find more good. Rather than, oh, if only blah, blah, blah. No, start looking for the tiniest little things that can make you feel better. The more you look, the more you find. And I did gratitude journals. And listen, I sat on my bed, looked at the photos of my children who are adults now and thought, they are my point. They are my point, and I have to get through this as best I can so I can be around for them.
So another segue to this, that there is possibility of experiencing joy, you know, reaching out, you know, gratitude. All these elements are so important, not only to break through it through your grief, but to actually have, you know, life again, to experience life with hope and meaning and fulfillment. So for anyone that's going through this process, what is the next step? So say, for example, look, I'm looking for a grief coach or a life coach. What would be that step to reach out to yourself? Just as an example, what would they actually have to do? They go through an exercise? Like, how does it work?
You can look for life coaches, but I think it's nice if you find somebody who's a grief coach. Yeah. You can look for a grief counselor and look them up. Speak to your doctor if you're in that really acute stages. They should know. A hospice would know. They would often have grief counselors on board. But remember, the grief coaching is that next stage when you're almost at that point where, okay, now I'm sort of ready to move on. And certainly I know you'll have my contact details there. People can reach out. They can talk. There's no pressure. I'd be happy to chat to anybody who wants to talk about it.
Now, I ask this question to everyone that's on the podcast show. What is your meaning of motivation without the hype? And how to use motivation for your own personal success?
Oh, it's such an interesting question because I think, and it doesn't come from a good place, my motivation, some of it is that I needed to prove myself that I was good enough. And I think that, oh, am I good enough? So I've always been pretty motivated to do better, do another course, read another book, push myself. But in grief, the motivation truly was my children, having a life, not just, you know, being just settling. I didn't want to settle. So the motivation again is that inside job. What have you got inside? And I think what I tend to do now is I really visualize what I want for my future. What is it I want? How do I hold that visualization? And if I know it and I really desire it, then the motivation is easier. It's inspired action. It's not having to push myself. It's coming from within.
I love that, inspired action and gratitude. You know, everything I've been hearing is all about, you know, gratitude. There is a way, you know, there is a way out from grief. There is a way, you know, despite of the loss from inside. Really beautiful key insights, Kara, and I really appreciate you. So thank you so much. It's such a privilege to have you on all the way from Canada.
Thank you. Yeah, so thank you so much for having me.
So guys, for more information and how you can get in touch with Carol, please look at our show notes. We've got everything there. On the provided show notes, you've got the links there on website. She's got Instagram, Facebook, and LinkedIn. So please do reach out to her and connect with her at the same time as well. If this episode has been helpful and uplifting, we would love for you to write a review to inspire more listeners to get plugged in. We will continue to provide high-value content in each and every episode. If you don't mind sharing this podcast show on social media by inviting others, it would mean the world to me. Every time you tag me or tag us, we will get the opportunity to share those posts, and together we can make a difference in the lives of others through inspirational episodes just like this. So there you have it. In closing, continue to unleash your greatness and tell yourself that I can, I will, and I must, and we'll see you on the next episode.